proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We're in a series regarding Israel's provocations of God while they were in the wilderness. On one occasion, they provoked God by gathering manna on the Sabbath day. In the 16th chapter of Exodus, God directed the Israelites to, quote, "Gather of it," that is the manna, "gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons," unquote. When they did so, quote, "He that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating," unquote. Once again, God had demonstrated his ability to meet all of the needs of his people. Moses indicated that the Jewish people should gather manna every day for the first 6 days of the week. He instructed them not to go out on the seventh day, the Sabbath, because God would bestow a double portion of manna on the sixth day. Moses' instructions notwithstanding, quote, "They went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none," unquote. God grew enraged at this fresh act of Jewish disobedience. He told Moses, quote, "How long refuse thee to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye here every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day," unquote. After that, the Israelites seem to have complied with the divine directive not to gather manna on the Sabbath. This incident took place before God issued the Ten Commandments. In that legal code, Jews were expressly enjoined from working on the Sabbath day. Why did God get so upset about the violation of a mandate, which he had not, at that juncture, explicitly issued to the Jewish people? God had given the Jewish people the Sabbath day, not Moses. God informed Ezekiel in the 20th chapter of that book his reasons for setting aside the seventh day as holy. Quote, "I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them," unquote. By blatantly disregarding God's injunction not to gather manna on the Sabbath day, those Jews who did that manifested a contempt for God and for his directives. Contemporary Christians have no obligation to keep the Sabbath day as the Jews did. Nowhere in the New Testament would the Bible student find any command relating to mandatory Sabbath observance. Indeed, Paul included Sabbath observance as being, quote, "a shadow of things to come," unquote, according to Colossians chapter 2. What lessons then can believers learn from this Old Testament incident of gathering manna on the Sabbath? Christians of all people should not disobey God's commandments. Jesus Christ made that very clear on the Sermon on the Mount, when he remarked that, quote, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven," unquote. Believers give evidence of their submission to God by complying with his mandates. Furthermore, Christians manifest their love for Jesus Christ by their obedience to his directives. In the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, the Savior told his disciples that, quote, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me," unquote. Thus, believers show their love for God by complying with his mandates. The Jews were commanded to love God. The Jews were commanded to keep his commandments. Honoring the Sabbath day was one of those commandments. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.